Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Helm. We'll start with the news of the club's transfer policy. Reports suggest they've joined Arsenal along a number of European clubs to try and sign Shakhtar Donetsk attacker Manor Solomon in 2022. The 22-year-old has again been an important player for the Ukrainian club, making 17 appearances. He's got 2 goals and 2 assists in the process. In total, he's been capped on 24 occasions by Israel. He's featured 97 times for Shakhtar, getting 20 goals and 9 assists. The attacker's got a contract until December 23, meaning there's an option perhaps for a deal to be done in the coming months. Reports suggest that both City and Arsenal are keen to sign him. They've got a whole host of Premier League rivals though, with Brighton, Everton, Tottenham, Villa and Southampton also being linked. Into other news, and according to La Gazzetta dello Sport, Juventus and Man City have opened talks with Dusan Vlahovic's agents ahead of a January move. The striker won't extend his contract with Fiorentina, which expires in June 2023. The tension is growing in Florence as Fiorentina's ultras have warned Vlahovic not to go under the curve after games, which he did after Lazio Fiorentina on Wednesday. They're frustrated by his lack of loyalty, and reports suggest that City are hoping to give him an exit route. And finally, into other news on the transfer front, and Kalidou Koulibaly's issued a come and get me plea to Man City after revealing they're one of 3 clubs he would sign for. The Napoli defender has long been linked to the Premier League. He joined Napoli back in 2014. He's been a real stalwart for them, he said when speaking to Area Napoli. If I had decided to leave Napoli, it would be for only 2, maximum 3 clubs in the world, Man City, Real Madrid and Barcelona at the most, he said. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.